years old, a little too used to being alone. Another new mom and dad, another school, another house that'll never be home. When people ask him how he likes this place, he looks up and says with a smile upon his face, this is my temporary home. It's not where I
evening. Welcome to First Christian Church. Welcome to Billy's Church. We are honored to have all of you here to celebrate his life. Billy's children have buried his remains at Oregon Trails Cemetery. Different people grieve in different ways. Some people need to just get things over as fast as they can, and other people need time to process, to let the grief wash over you. Billy's church family is not necessarily happy. It doesn't sound like the right word, but thankful that some of Billy's family is allowing us the privilege of celebrating his life tonight. And so we thank you for coming to be here. We've just heard the song Temporary Home that tells a story of a little boy and an old man. It tells stories of a span of life when one is aware that life on earth is temporary. So tonight we are celebrating Billy's permanent home in heaven, even as we share stories of what life was like for him here on earth. I thank you for coming tonight, and I bid you welcome on behalf of First Christian Church, Billy's church family, and also in the name of our Lord and Savior, Billy's buddy, his friend, Jesus Christ. Jesus welcomes you here tonight. If you've never been in a church before, or you've sat in this very pew a lot, we pray that you feel welcome this evening and that you know the peace of God's love. Will you pray with me? Lord Jesus, we have come tonight knowing a mixture of sorrow and joy. We have come tonight knowing grief for one whom we love is gone, at least gone away from our physical presence. But Lord, through the gift of faith in you, we have joy. For we know that Billy's departure is not permanent. We know that we will have a chance to see him again, when in your time, O God, you also call us to rest. And so this night, we pray that even in the midst of sorrow, we would know joy. We would be reminded that you prepare an everlasting home for us whose journeys in this place are temporary, no matter how long or short they may be. Holy One, we pray for your peace to come and rest upon us as we give you thanks for the life, both earthly and eternal, of William Triplett. In Christ's name, amen. When you celebrate the life of a musician, you have to have a lot of music. So tonight, some of Billy's friends from the church choir here will be singing, and we'll all sing together too.
And walls, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away in the morning when I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
shackles on my feet, I'll fly away.
I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, by and by. I'll fly away. Just a I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joys will never end. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, by and by. I'll fly away. I'll fly away.
Thank you, Janice and Charles. It's my privilege to share with you Billy's favorite passage of Scripture. It's one that he and I talked about when I would visit him at the hospital. He knew it by heart, the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, the King James Version says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I would invite you to reach into the pew rack in front of you and take out the Red Chalice hymnal and turn to page 33. We've heard Billy's favorite scripture. We're going to sing together one of his favorite hymns, How Great Thou Art.
Thank you.
Death is one of the most challenging parts of the human condition. Even though we know death is part of life, and all things die, without death there can be no rebirth. As the seasons change, we are reminded, even with the falling of leaves, that time passes for all of us. Billy knew that his time on earth was passing, and he approached his death with courage and great faith. In Scripture, we read of passages where Jesus tried to prepare his friends for his coming death. In John 14, Jesus talked about his Father's house, his Father's mansion, where there are many rooms, and he goes and prepares a place for us. The conversation between Jesus and his disciples continued in the Gospel of John in the 16th chapter. Jesus said to his friends, "In a little while you will see me no more, and then after a little while you will see me." They really didn't understand. So Jesus kept talking. In verse 20, we read, "Very truly I tell you," he said, "you will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy. A woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come. But when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child is born into the world. So with you. Now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As strange as it may seem to say, today is a day of joy. It is a day of joy for Billy, because he is with the Lord face to face with Jesus. All of his sins are forgiven. Mistakes made through the years are forgotten. Pain is behind him. What joy there is when we are born anew in heaven. The agony of this life is left behind, and we rejoice. We who are left behind now know grief. Our sight is limited, and we cannot yet fully see what Billy is able to see standing at Jesus' side. For us, when a loved one dies, there is grief. But in God's time, we too will be called to an eternal rest, a home that is no longer temporary. We will see our loved ones again. We will see our Lord. And all of our pain will be forgotten, our sins forgiven, and the joy Jesus spoke of will be ours. Lawrence Lee Triplett and Anna Lee Stevens Triplett had 14 children. They moved around a lot following work from Joplin, Missouri to the West, seeking to scrabble out a living in hard times. William Franklin Triplett, named after his grandpa Francis, was born November 12, 1942, in Billings, Montana. His twin, Francis, would pass away early in life. A total of 8 boys and 6 girls would be born to the family. Today, only Charles and Laura remain. When Billy was 10 or 11, the family moved to Casper, and this would become Billy's home, where he was raised mostly and where he would return in adulthood. Billy's childhood was tough. This family has known more than their share of heartache, even in this year. In the early years, with so many children, there were squabbles and quarrels, and at times it was a struggle just to survive. Bill Parker stepped in as a stepdad to help raise the kids. For a time, Billy's mom sent him to live with her sister, his Aunt Bee, and he got to be really close to his cousin, Cecilia. He would later name his daughter after her. Billy went to high school in Idaho, He had a quick wit and high intelligence, but didn't always steer away from trouble. He went to college for a while, and then signed up to serve in the U.S. Army. His military service included being stationed in Germany for 18 months. Billy fathered two children, Cecilia and Donald. The stories I've heard of an early marriage and its painful ending are interspersed with times of trouble, hard work, mistakes, and doing the best he could at the time, but wishing later it had been better. Billy had a barbershop in Lusk, Douglas. He worked as a truck driver, having his own rig and doing long-haul trucking to earn a living and provide for his family. For a time, when his son Donnie moved back in with Billy, he brought along Kevin, and Billy helped raise him too. He was close to his niece Mandy, who started to call him Dad after her own father passed away. Billy was generous and would help out family and friends as best he could when they were in need. He always loved music. It was a gift. He could play guitar, piano, and almost any instrument. His brother Charlie tells me he's jealous because he can barely play the radio. Billy wrote music, too, and always enjoyed singing. He played all over town with a band, performed at the Lazy Eight, which he owned for a few years, played and sang at the Eagles, and late in life in the Desert Greens Clubhouse in Pahrump. Here at First Christian Church, he sang with the church choir and performed countless solos and duets through the years. When Billy was working as the custodian here at church, he would sometimes take a break on Wednesday mornings while the women's quilting group met downstairs. He'd sit at the piano and play and sing to entertain the ladies. There was one woman in particular who caught his eye, Jerry Gregory. Billy asked Peg Jackson to introduce them, and Peg said, "Go introduce yourself." It sounds like Peg. I wonder if maybe the church ladies just weren't too sure about Billy at first. This country singing truck driver who'd known a hardscrabble life seemed to come from a different world than some of them, but Jerry connected with something in Billy that the other women didn't understand at first. She saw his tender heart and genuine kindness, his willingness to work hard and laugh easily. Through their relationship, Billy's faith in Jesus continued to deepen and grow. He came to accept that in Christ, our sins really can be forgiven. So what I'm telling you today is a love story filled with joy. Billy and Jerry were married in the sanctuary on April 2nd, 2005. They were each blessed by the love they shared. She taught him about God more than he'd known before. Someone told me recently that they thought Billy found Jerry to find forgiveness. Her faith guided his. Because of her love, he became kinder and reached out more to nieces and nephews, and there are a lot of them. He started doing more with his family. Jerry and Billy shared happy years here in Casper, out at the cabin at the lake, and winters in a retirement community in Pahrump, Nevada. Jerry was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer in January of 2011. That was hard for Billy. He didn't think it was fair. As her health declined, Billy took care of her every day. He embodied God's love in his care for his wife. He made sure that she had the chance to come back to Casper one last time to see friends. Little did he know that that would be a journey he would repeat himself. After years on dialysis and his own declining health, this year, cancer brought Billy back to Casper as well. This is where he wanted to be, to go to heaven, close to his brother Charles, niece Lena, and other family, and to be able to come to worship here at First Christian, at his church, again. What I'm telling you is a love story. not just the story of Billy and Jerry, but the story of God's love. Billy learned that Jesus loves him, really, truly loves him. And it changed his life. At the end of his earthly journey, Billy could have been bitter or angry or hurt, but instead, with grace, he let all the heartache go. He knew that God had forgiven his mistakes and would welcome him home with open arms. Whenever I'd visit Billy at the hospital, we'd pray together, and he would talk about his love for Jesus. When you remember Billy, you might remember him singing a country or gospel tune. His buddy, Tom May, will remember Billy driving his truck and inviting him here to church. His family remembers how he liked to fish and hunt. There were happy times singing around a fire while camping. He was a pretty decent golfer. He wasn't a great cook, but I'm told he made good clam chowder and liked to try to barbecue. Some knew him as Billy T or Uncle Bill. What matters most in the end is that he knew himself to be a beloved child of God, forgiven by Christ. May we all know ourselves that way too. When I remember Billy, I remember most how happy he was whenever he talked about Jesus. The last page of his life's love story, the story of God's love for William F. Triplett, was written on October 12, 2018, when he was called home to heaven. We recall what Jesus said to his disciples. In a little while, you will see me no more. And then after a little while, you will see me. You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy. I will see you again. And you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. May it be so. Amen. We're going to hear the song, When I Get Where I'm Going.
I get where I'm going, on the far side of the sky. The first thing that I'm gonna do is spread my wings and fly. I'm gonna land beside a lion and run my fingers through his mane, or I might find out what it's like to ride a drop of rain. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, there'll be only happy tears. I will shed the sins and struggles I have carried all these years, and I'll leave my heart wide open. I will love and have no fear. Yeah, when I where I'm going, don't cry for me down here. I'm gonna walk with my granddaddy, and he'll match me step for step. And I'll tell him how I've missed him every minute since he left. And then I'll hug his neck. Yeah, when I there'll be only happy tears. I will shed the sins and struggles I have carried all these years, and I'll leave my heart wide open. I will love and have no fear. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, don't cry for me down. Darkness in this world we stumble through, all these questions I can't answer, forget where I'm going. And I see my Maker's face. I'll stand forever in the light of His amazing grace. Yeah, when I get where I'm going.
Oh, when I get where I'm going.
There'll be only happy tears.
Thank you, Lena. Would you pray with me? Oh God, when we get where we're going, when we finally get to go home and rest with you, it will be so wonderful that there are not words to express the joy we will know. We thank you, God, that that's where Billy is now with you. Fishing or laughing or telling stories or singing and praising Jesus, we know that He is good. Oh God, thank you for forgiving Billy's sins. Thank you for forgiving each of our sins. Lord, we pray that you would help us to live a little better every day. That you would remind us of the beauty of the world you have made and given as a temporary home. And you would see fit in your time, O God, to call us to our eternal rest, our permanent home with Jesus, knowing that our sins are forgiven and we are at peace. Lord, may Billy hear you say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." In Christ's name, amen. The last song we'll hear is one that Billy asked his friend Becky to sing for us today. Go rest high on that mountain.
I know your life on earth was troubled, and only you can feel the pain. You weren't afraid to face the devil. You were no stranger to the rain. Go rest high on that mountain. Sun, your work on earth is done.
Go to heaven, shout. Father and
son. Oh, how we cried the day you left us. We gathered round your grave to grieve. Wish I could see the angels' faces when they hear your sweet voice sing. Go rest high on that mountain. Sun, your work on earth is done. Go to heaven, shouting. Love for
Billy.
Thank you, Becky. The 23rd Psalm talks about a table being prepared before us. That psalm is embodied here tonight. Not only do we see the image of Jesus as the Good Shepherd before us, but there is literally a table prepared waiting for you downstairs in Fellowship Hall. And my friends, I'm told we have lots of food. So not only is everyone is invited to come and fill your plate and eat seconds and thirds and stay and visit and share stories with one another. Laugh, cry, do what you need to do for the healing of your own soul, your own life's journey. I invite you now to pray with me. Oh God, we give thanks for the life of William Triplett. We give thanks for his family. We give thanks, O Lord, that your grace is greater than our fear. Your forgiveness is greater than our sin. And your wholeness is greater than our brokenness. O God, love us, heal us, forgive us, and fill us with joy even in times of sorrow, that we may know your peace. And now, O God, cause your face to shine upon us. Send your presence to rest over us. And fill us with your spirit of peace as we go forth to live and to love. In the name of Jesus, amen. Please come downstairs and enjoy dinner.